I'm joined there now by Andrew Hogan, who's a fitness and nutrition coach. Andrew, thanks very much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. No problem. Thanks for inviting me on.
No problem at all. We're delighted to have you anytime. Andrew, are you still training virtually during lockdown?
Yeah. At the start, like everyone else, I probably had no motivation or very little of it. But as it goes on, I suppose this third lockdown, you kind of start having to kind of get up and kind of start doing something about it, don't you? You know.
Yeah. Are you doing classes online?
No, I didn't. What I done instead actually was I rented out my spin bikes and stuff. So what I done was I'm more kind of just doing online nutrition and programs for people, like, so they can do it at home themselves.
And what's the best way for someone who wants to start eating healthy again? How would they kick off?
Well, first thing is I'd say is don't try to change too much at once. Because that's how people kind of fall off track, is they'll say, right, I'm going to throw out everything I have at home, I'm going to get in everything healthy, and I'm going to, you know, start training as hard as I can, and I'm going to start doing this and that, and it's just, it can be overwhelming, you know. So I think just starting, taking small steps, you know, maybe swapping something very bad out for something just a healthier option, or, you know, small things like that.
Would white bread be considered very bad?
To be honest, my point of view of that is it's not white, brown, doesn't matter. It's bread is bread. I personally, I put bread in 90% of people's plans that I do, because it's like a lot of things. Like, for instance, when people think that you have to eat nothing to lose weight or to completely just, you know, oh, all you hear is salads and this and that. It's, you don't have to cut these things from your diet at all.
You be everything in moderation?
Definitely.
What would be the healthiest kind of things to eat?
So stuff like your whole grains, like your pasta, your rices. Like, as I said, I eat bread every day. I love bread. It's not bad for you, you know what I mean? White and brown, would you believe the difference in a sliced pan is mostly food colouring. You know, unless you're getting it really made from, we'll say, the likes of Harrington's, or where they're doing their own bread in a sliced pan, there's very little minute kind of nutritional difference. The same with rice and white rice, brown rice, very little difference nutritionally and calorie-wise, you know. So people kind of tend to, we'll say, get scared off by these old kind of things that were kind of maybe, you know, the fads that kind of come in and out, you know, so...
Is protein a big thing?
Very, I would say one of the main things with it is it's kind of protein, food that's high in protein kind of keeps you kind of full for longer as well. It helps you that way. But also it's good for kind of, it's good for muscle. It's good for building, maintaining muscle, keeping you strong. And it's probably one of the most important, you know. But I wouldn't be then again staying away from carbs and stuff like a lot of people think they have to do as well. That's, as you said, everything in moderation, you know.
What about eggs? Is it a myth that you shouldn't eat more than 7 a week?
I would say completely, I would eat 7 a day, like. And I know people are kind of with cholesterol and this and that, but look, there's a lot worse out there for you than an egg, you know what I mean? And actually egg white, probably the best source of protein you can get, bare none, you know.
What would be your typical meal plan you do for somebody? Or
well, basically, it's fully tailored. So what I would normally do is I'd first of all get their maintenance calories, I'd calculate it, and then I'd kind of put them in a bit of a deficit. So that's what it's all about. That's what weight loss is all about, is actually just being in a deficit. I don't know if I said it here before, but you can eat McDonald's every day of the week. No, I wouldn't suggest it, and I wouldn't, you know, say to do it, but I'm saying you can eat what you want as long as you're in a deficit and still lose weight. Now, whether or not you'd feel good eating nothing but McDonald's, that's the thing, you know.
What would be a typical good breakfast to start your day with?
Usually I'd give people kind of an option of either oats, we'll say, with berries and stuff like that, or else eggs. I normally put in, like, we'd say a bagel with egg and medallions. Like, it just, you know, it's not, we'll say, the most exciting food in the world, but then again, it's not the most boring, because what you will, a lot of people associate with dieting, and I actually hate the word dieting because I normally say to people now is nutrition plans and stuff like that, yeah. Because look, you're not dieting, you should kind of, it's just kind of associated with kind of a bad kind of, it has a bad aura around it, you know, so I like to kind of just give everything in moderation, as you said, and you know, nothing's completely off the table, but at the same time then just kind of, I like to kind of keep it 80-20 as well. I like to say 80% good and 20% then bad, you know.
Yeah, I suppose that's not too bad. And would you advise people to exercise then along with their nutrition plan?
Well, it's funny you ask, yeah, like, as in, it depends on the person. Like, I've started, I take on a few new clients there for April, and four of them are working out. One of them can't because of injuries and back, because I suppose most of the people listening or anyone around would have told you that at some point in your life you have a back problem or you have this problem, and she's doing no exercise minus walking. So it's not all about tearing yourself to pieces and eating nothing and feeling like crap before you get better. It's like, it's you can exercise, which is actually obviously going to be better for your head and it's going to be good for the body too, but you don't have to, you know. Something as simple as getting in your steps is a good way.
Can you lose weight from just walking?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. As I said, one of my clients, I won't say obviously names or anything, but one of my clients there who just started up with me, I'd say 2 weeks ago, is down nearly half a stone already. And all she's doing is in a deficit and she's getting in her 16,000 or whatever steps. Now that's her own. I would say to her, like 10 to 12 would be my thing or higher.
Yeah.
But she's doing her own thing. But as I said, I might introduce a little bit of, we can work around injuries too, you know. So we can do exercises that, you know, you wouldn't be kind of too strenuous, but at the same time you're getting a workout. So, no, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But it's just good for the head and good for the body to actually do exercise along with it, you know.
Yeah. What advice would you give to someone that wants to start exercising but they're just maybe not fully motivated yet?
I would say, like I said a while ago, is starting off slow. Like, something as simple as going for a walk. What I find motivates me is the likes of podcasts and stuff. People who are kind of, I wouldn't say that I'd like to be like or like this, but it's someone who I admire. I'd kind of listen to a lot of people who I admire with podcasts and stuff and videos, and they can kind of get you going. You know what I mean? Like, because like anyone else, like I'm a coach, as I said, and with a good few years now, and I'm into fitness with 11-12 years myself, and like I was victim to the COVID as well, as in, like, I went the heaviest I ever was ever in my life in the first lockdown. I went to 17.5 stone, I think, and now I'm after kind of, I hired myself a coach, so even coaches need coaches.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's a great help, you know what I mean.
Do you see a difference in this lockdown? Are people starting to want to get more fit?
I think so. Like I said, I don't have my bikes up for 2 minutes on Facebook and they're gone. So that's a great sign, not just for, but you know, as I mean, like, it's great to see that people are saying, you know, look, oh, I'd love to kind of get a kickstart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it can be hard to do it at home. Like, I mean, I know I went to your classes. They're very tough, I know, for anyone that wants to do them. They're not easy, but well worth it. But I'd find it hard to do it at home.
Yeah, and as I said myself, someone like myself, I love training, and even for me at home, it can be very tough. But music, podcasts, something you like, you can train while, how I trained at home during the first lockdown was listening to a fella called Joe Rogan on YouTube, and his podcasts could be 3 hours long, and I just listen to him while I'm working out or watch him, and it makes the time fly. You're still getting your workout in, you know, but yeah, look, as I said, it's very hard to get yourself motivated, but you can find little ways of, you know, and everyone can give you advice on what way to do it too, but you kind of have to, it's the same with clients, you kind of, you can give them all the help, the push you need, but you need to kind of, at the end of the day, get up and kind of do it yourself. Like, you know, you need to take it upon yourself to kind of say, look, right, I'm kind of sick and tired of this now, and let's kind of get going.
During the lockdown, you started, you went out on your own, started doing your own classes. Yeah. Are you finding it difficult now that we're back in lockdown, you can't do it?
Funnily enough, I find myself, I think I'm busier in general, not just, not work-wise, obviously, because I can't work, but we'll say I can't work as much as I could, but I'm saying it's I find myself, for some reason, I find I'm always on the go somewhere, I'm always doing this and that, but I'm finding this one easier, I think, than it was the first two, but I think that's kind of down to, I think, your head then as well, is just kind of trying to kind of say, look, we're in this position, so there's nothing you can do, but let's try and make the most out of it. So that's why I hired myself a coach.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I booked myself. That's another thing. Just as I said, it's if you set yourself a goal, that's a, it might be something small, right? Oh, look, the summer's coming. If I can fit into this,
yeah,
whatever, dress, whatever, a little bit better by then, or I can, you know, feel a bit better about myself. I don't even have to fit into something. That's what I thought. I said, look, I'm going to give myself a little goal and a target. And yeah, so I set myself a photo shoot for middle of July, end of July, that way. So it meant a lot of dieting, meant a lot of being strict, and I have to train because I'm at the pain for it. And the small things kind of spur you on, you know, just kind of give you something to work towards as well.
Are you fully booked up for April for anyone that might be interested in your nutrition plan?
Well, no, do you see, well, I could probably fit in another couple, to be honest.
Do you want to give out your phone number there for anyone that might be interested?
So anyone, if you are interested in even just some advice or anything like that, no problem, just give me a shout, I can talk to you. It's 083-858-7426.
And you're on Instagram as well?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's AH_personal training. Yeah.
So anyone that might be interested in that, give Andrew a look up. Andrew, anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Just, I suppose, one more thing would be to kind of, I find is great. I was just looking down at it there and I was thinking, my smartwatch, they're great. It might be even just the cheapest one going, it doesn't matter. Something that can... they can track your steps.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I got one about a year and a half ago and I was getting in my steps every day and I was delighted. Yeah. And it's sitting in a drawer now with probably the last year. I must get it out because if you're looking at it, you will want to get in
That's it. Like it's a case of, it's not 100% accurate. There's no one saying like it is. But what it is it keeps you accountable.
Yeah, and it will make you, even if you're sitting in the sitting room, that's get up and do a few steps to get them in.
That's it. Like, and not everyone wants to. Like, my coach has me down for 10 to 12,000 on top of my training a day. And if I'm looking at 6,000 and it's the evening time and I'm saying, I don't want to do it, I'm saying, look, I'm looking at the watch, it's 6,000, I'm saying...
It definitely gives you that little bit of a
push. Do you know? Definitely.
I was trying to charge mine up. Okay, Andrew, thanks very much. We'll talk to you again maybe in a couple of weeks.
Thanks a million.